AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Six more Democrats in Congress are now calling on President Biden to drop out of the race. The total is 28. Campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillon tells MSNBC the president is absolutely staying in the race.
He has beat Donald Trump before. We have the path forward in our pathway to get to 270. And we know that Joe Biden has to do the work to reassure the American people that he's in it to win it. And he can do that.
The president is isolated as he battles a coronavirus infection at his beach house in Delaware. In Pennsylvania today, a fire truck carried Corey Comprator's flag-draped casket to a church for his funeral. The former fire chief was shot and killed when a gunman tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump last weekend. Katie Berman was at the funeral.
He's a pillar in our community. We're also here to support America. We were attacked. Our country was attacked senselessly, and we lost lives.
A widespread technology outage affected companies and services across many industries, grounding flights, knocking banks and hospital systems offline, and media outlets off the air. New York Mayor Eric Adams says this wasn't targeted.
Not a cyber attack that was hit or cyber hit on our city infrastructure.
The AP's Sean Chen is in New York.
The outage itself has caused PCs to go into a strange sort of boot loop, which has caused them to function improperly. Both CrowdStrike and Microsoft say they are working with customers to fix the issue now, and you can see that services are slowly starting to come back online.
Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the problem happened when it deployed a faulty update to computers running Microsoft Windows, and the issue behind the outage was not a security incident or cyber attack. The top UN court says Israel's presence in the Palestinian occupied territories is unlawful and called on it to end. This is AP News. In Alabama, more hospitals are closing birthing units.
Small hospitals say to stay open, they need to qualify for federal lifeline funding designated for rural emergency hospitals with fewer than 50 beds, 24/7 emergency care, and no inpatient services. That includes obstetrics. Grove Hill Memorial Hospital in Clark County will shut down its labor and delivery services in August, the fourth such unit to close statewide in less than a year. Patient Ann Reddick, due in October, says her closest option will now be almost an hour and a half away. OBGYN Dr. Max Rogers says Grove Hill sees an average of 300 women a month and delivers 10 to 15 babies. Dr. Rogers says outcomes are going to be worse, which he describes as a polite euphemism for babies and mothers are going to die in emergency rooms nationwide. 28 hospitals have converted to the rural emergency designation since 2023. Congress is now looking at the issue amid significant concerns about the future of the federal program. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Got a less than stellar auto loan? Time to switch and save with CME. CME wants to beat your current rate by 1.5% APR. Plus, you won't make a single payment for 90 days. So let's see here. That's three whole months with no car payment and a better rate for the long haul. It's fast, easy, and smart. Refinance with CME Federal Credit Union today. Terms and conditions apply. Minimum floor rate of 4.99%. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit CMEFCU.org for additional details.